Jade sat by her window, the wooden frame feeling rough against her palms as she peered out at the cobbled streets of her village. The sun hung low in the sky, casting long shadows that danced across the ground, but it was the sound of heavy boots that caught her attention. The village guards, clad in their dark uniforms, marched with an air of authority that sent shivers down her spine. They were the enforcers of the clan's oppressive laws, their presence a constant reminder of the suffocating grip that bound her and everyone else in the village. "Keep your head down, Jade," her mother's voice echoed in her mind, a mantra drilled into her since childhood. It was a warning against drawing attention, a caution against the consequences of rebellion. But Jade felt the weight of her mother's words like chains around her heart. She longed for something more than this mundane existence, trapped in a life dictated by rules that stifled her spirit. The walls of her home felt like a cage, and the village, with its rigid traditions and fear of the unknown, was a prison she could not escape. As she watched the guards pass by, she could see the way they glared at anyone who dared to stray from the path laid out for them. Their eyes were cold, devoid of compassion, and Jade felt a familiar bitterness rise within her. "What would it take to break free?" she whispered to herself, a question that lingered in her mind like an unanswered prayer. She imagined a life where she could run with the wind, where the only laws that governed her were the ones she set for herself. Her dreams were often filled with visions of wild places, untouched by the heavy hand of authority. In these dreams, she was not Jade, the dutiful daughter of the clan's healer, but a fearless wanderer exploring the depths of the forest, where the trees whispered secrets and the streams sang songs of freedom. But here, in reality, she was bound by duty, expected to follow in her mother's footsteps, to carry on the legacy of healing that had been passed down through generations. With a heavy sigh, she turned away from the window. The sunlight faded and the sky deepened into hues of orange and purple. It was time for her to gather herbs, a task she found solace in, even though it tethered her to the village. Perhaps, she thought, if she lost herself in the forest, she might find a piece of herself that had been buried under the weight of expectation. As she stepped outside, the cool air wrapped around her like a comforting embrace. The village was quiet, save for the distant sound of laughter from a group of children playing in the square. Jade forced a smile, but her heart was not in it. She made her way down the narrow path that led to the edge of the forest, the trees standing tall and welcoming. The familiar scent of pine and damp earth filled her lungs, grounding her in a way that the confines of her home never could. Hours passed as she wandered deeper into the woods, her basket filling with herbs and wildflowers. Here she felt alive, her senses heightened by the beauty around her. A rustle in the underbrush caught her attention and she paused, her heart racing. The woods were often filled with wildlife, but an instinctual fear gripped her. She had heard tales of rogue wolves, creatures that roamed beyond the control of the clan, their howls echoing like warnings in the night. "Maybe I should head back," she murmured to herself, glancing toward the path that led home. But as she turned, a low growl echoed through the trees, sending a chill down her spine. Panic surged within her as she realized the sound was closer than she had anticipated. In a flash, she spun around and her breath caught in her throat as she came face to face with a pair of glowing eyes, watching her from the shadows. Before she could react, the wolf lunged, its teeth bared in a fierce snarl. Jade stumbled backward, heart racing, but just as she thought all was lost, a figure emerged from the thicket, moving with an agility that left her breathless. It was a man, wild and fierce, with tousled hair and a presence that radiated danger. Without hesitation, he charged at the wolf, his movements fluid and confident. "Get back," he shouted, the command resonating with authority. The wolf hesitated, caught off guard by the sudden interruption, and in that heartbeat, Jade felt a rush of conflicting emotions. Fear, admiration, and something else, something unnameable, ignited within her. The man fought with an intensity that captivated her. He dodged the wolf's lunge and struck back, forcing the creature to retreat. In moments, the wolf, realizing it was outmatched, turned and fled into the shadows. Jade stood frozen, her heart pounding against her ribcage. The man turned to her, his eyes locking onto hers, and for a moment the world around them faded away. "Are you all right?" he asked, his voice low and gravelly, a stark contrast to the chaos that had just unfolded. Jade nodded, still in shock, her mind racing to comprehend what had just happened. "Yes, I think so," she stammered, feeling the heat rise to her cheeks as she took in the sight of him. He was rugged, with a fierce beauty that seemed to match the wildness of the forest itself. "Thank you for saving me," he smirked, a hint of mischief dancing in his eyes. "Just doing what I do best." "Name's Vex," he said, extending a hand toward her. "And you are?" "Jade," she replied, taking his hand. The moment their skin touched, a jolt of electricity surged between them, sending her heart racing anew. She couldn't shake the feeling that this encounter was not a mere coincidence. "What were you doing out here alone?" Vex asked, his brow furrowing slightly. "It's dangerous, especially with rogue wolves prowling around." "I needed herbs," she admitted, feeling a twinge of embarrassment. "I'm a healer's daughter." "Ah, a healer," he mused, tilting his head. "That explains the caution. But you should know, there's a world beyond this village, one that's not bound by the laws of your clans." Jade felt a thrill at his words, the idea of a world unshackled by the rules she had always known. "What do you mean?" she pressed, her curiosity piqued. Vex stepped closer, his voice dropping to a conspiratorial whisper. "I'm on a mission to expose the corruption within the clans. They've been lying to you, Jade, keeping you in the dark while they hoard power for themselves. You deserve to know the truth." Her heart raced at the implications of his words, a mixture of excitement and fear swirling within her. "But what can I do?" she asked, uncertainty creeping in. "Everything," he replied, his gaze intense as it bore into hers. "You have the potential to be more than just a healer. You can be a force for change." The weight of his words settled over her, igniting a fire within her that she had long thought extinguished. She found herself drawn to his rebellious spirit, a tantalizing glimpse of the freedom she had always yearned for. But the shadows of her village loomed large in her mind, reminding her of the safety she had always clung to. "Are you ready to take that step?" Vex asked, his voice steady, a call to adventure. Jade hesitated, her thoughts racing. The safety of her life in the village tugged at her, but the allure of the unknown, the promise of freedom, beckoned her forward. In that moment, standing in the depths of the forest with a man who embodied everything she had ever wanted, she felt a shift within her. I don't know," she admitted, her voice small. "But I want to know more." "Then let's find out together," Vex said, his smile infectious. "But we need to move. The village guards will be searching for you soon." With a nod, Jade took a deep breath, a mix of fear and exhilaration coursing through her veins. Together, they stepped deeper into the forest, a new path unfolding before them, one that promised danger, adventure, and perhaps the freedom she had always longed for. In the dim light of the secluded cave, the air was thick with the scent of damp earth and moss. The walls, jagged and rough, enclosed Jade and Vex in their own world, a sanctuary away from the oppressive gaze of the village guards. They sat close together, the flickering light of a small fire casting dancing shadows on their faces. Vex leaned against the cave wall, his expression contemplative as he stared into the flames. "Do you ever wonder what it would be like to be free?" Jade asked, breaking the silence. Her voice was soft yet laced with yearning. Vex turned to her, his piercing green eyes meeting hers. "Every day," he replied, a hint of sadness in his tone. "But freedom comes at a price, Jade. It's not just the chains that bind us, it's the fear that keeps us locked in place." Jade felt a shiver run down her spine at his words. She had always sensed the weight of fear in her village, stifling dreams and aspirations. "How did you end up here, Vex?" she asked, her curiosity piqued. "Why did they cast you out?" He hesitated, the flicker of the fire reflecting the turmoil in his heart. "It's a long story," he began, his voice low. "I was once part of a clan, a place where I believed I belonged. I fought for them, bled for them. But then," he paused, swallowing hard, "I discovered secrets, dark secrets that would have shaken the very foundation of our society." "What kind of secrets?" Jade urged, leaning forward. The fire crackled softly, and her heart raced with the thrill of the unknown. Vex's gaze turned distant, as if he were lost in memories. "Corruption, betrayal, and greed. The leaders of my clan were not the protectors they claimed to be. They exploited the weak, silenced dissenters. I tried to expose them, thinking I could change things, but it only led to my downfall." Jade's heart ached for him. "Did they hurt you?" she asked, her voice barely above a whisper. He met her eyes, a flicker of vulnerability breaking through his hardened exterior. They took everything from me. My home, my family. And they branded me a traitor. I had to flee or face death. The weight of his words hung in the air, and Jade felt a mixture of admiration and fear. She admired his bravery, his willingness to fight against injustice, but the danger that surrounded him was palpable. "And now, what will you do?" she asked cautiously. "I'll keep fighting," Vex said, a fire igniting in his eyes. "There are others out there, people who are tired of living in fear. I've gathered a few allies and together we plan to expose the truth. But I need to know if you'll stand with me." Jade's heart raced. She had never envisioned herself as a rebel, yet here she was, drawn to a man who embodied everything she yearned for. "I want to help," she said, her voice steady. "But I'm scared." "Fear can be a powerful motivator," he replied, his gaze softening. "It can either paralyze you or drive you to action. The choice is yours." As they sat in the cave, the crackling fire casting warmth around them, Jade felt an awakening inside her. A burgeoning desire for a life beyond the constraints of her village. "I want to be brave like you," she confessed, her voice trembling with emotion. Vex smiled, a genuine warmth lighting his features. "You already are. Just by being here, you've shown courage. Take it one step at a time, Jade. We'll figure this out together." The night wore on, and as the fire began to die down, Jade felt a sense of comfort in Vex's presence. The cave, once a mere shelter, now felt like a home. A place where she could explore her true self. But as the first light of dawn crept into the cave, reality came crashing back. The distant sounds of the village guards searching for them broke the fragile peace, echoing through the trees outside. Jade's heart raced, panic clawing at her throat. "They're coming," she whispered, fear washing over her. Vex's expression hardened, the playful glint in his eyes replaced by steely determination. "We need to move. We can't stay here any longer." "What if they find us?" Jade asked, her voice trembling. The thought of being caught sent a chill down her spine. "We'll find allies. People who will help us," Vex assured her, rising to his feet. The cave felt stifling now, the walls closing in as the reality of their situation sank in. "Trust me, Jade. There's a network of outcasts and they'll understand what we're fighting for." Jade nodded, uncertainty swirling in her mind. She had never ventured beyond the boundaries of her village, and the thought of facing the unknown filled her with dread. But the spark of rebellion ignited within her, urging her forward. "Okay," she said, determination creeping into her voice. "Let's go." As they emerged from the cave, the cool morning air wrapped around them like a cloak. The forest was alive with sounds, the rustle of leaves, the chirping of birds, and the distant calls of the village guards. Vex moved with confidence, guiding Jade deeper into the woods, away from the paths they had known. "Stay close," he instructed, glancing back at her. "We have to be quick and quiet." Jade followed him, her heart pounding in her chest. She focused on his movements, the way he navigated the underbrush with ease. There was a wildness about him, a connection to the earth that made her feel alive in a way she had never experienced before. As they traveled, the forest transformed around them. Towering trees loomed overhead, their branches creating a canopy of green. Sunlight filtered through the leaves, casting dappled shadows on the ground. Jade felt a sense of freedom wash over her, the weight of her village life slowly lifting. "Do you know where we're going?" she asked, trying to keep the fear at bay. "There's a clearing not far from here," Vex replied, his voice steady. "It's where the outcasts gather. We'll find safety there." Jade's mind raced with questions. "What if they don't accept me? I'm just a villager, someone who's never fought for anything." Vex stopped, turning to face her. "You're more than that, Jade. You have a fire inside you. They'll see it. Just be honest about your intentions." She took a deep breath, feeling the weight of his words. The thought of standing among others who had also rebelled against the oppressive laws of the clans both terrified and exhilarated her. "I want to believe that," she said, her voice barely above a whisper. As they continued through the forest, Jade found herself drawn to Vex. The way he moved, the confidence he exuded, it was intoxicating. She felt a magnetic pull toward him, an attraction that grew stronger with every shared glance. But alongside that attraction lingered a sense of caution. She couldn't ignore the danger that came with being involved in his world. "Vex," she said suddenly, her voice firm. What happens if we get caught? What if they take you back to the village? He paused, his expression serious. I won't go back, Jade. I refuse to live under their rule again. If it comes to that, I'll fight. The fierceness in his words sent a thrill through her. She admired his bravery, but it also terrified her. And if it's not just you, she pressed. What if they come after me too? We'll cross that bridge when we get there, he replied, his tone softening. But know this, I won't let anyone hurt you. Not while I'm breathing. Jade's heart swelled at his promise, a mix of gratitude and fear swirling within her. They had only just begun to navigate this wild world together, and already stakes were rising. But as they ventured deeper into the forest, one thing became clear. She was no longer the timid villager bound by the rules of her clan. With Vex by her side, she was stepping into a life filled with uncertainty, yet brimming with the possibility of freedom and love. As Jade and Vex emerged from the thicket of trees, the air shifted around them, thick with the bittersweet scent of damp earth and wildflowers. The sun began its descent, casting a warm golden hue that kissed the treetops and illuminated the path ahead. Jade could feel the vibrant energy of the hidden haven before she could see it. The distant echoes of laughter and murmured conversations floated through the air, pulling her forward like a moth to a flame. Vex walked beside her, his presence a strong anchor in the unfamiliar terrain. We're almost there, he said, his voice steady yet tinged with anticipation. Just a little further. As they rounded a bend, the haven revealed itself. A small clearing surrounded by ancient oaks, their gnarled branches intertwining overhead, forming a natural canopy. Scattered around the space were a handful of outcasts, each lost in their own world yet connected by the shared bond of defiance against the clans. Some were engaged in animated discussions, while others tended to small fires or carved wooden trinkets. Jade's heart raced, she had never seen such a gathering of free spirits. Welcome, a woman with wild curls and bright eyes approached them, her arms outstretched. You must be Vex. We've heard so much about you. She turned to Jade, her expression softening. And you must be the brave soul who caught his eye. Jade felt a blush creep up her cheeks, unsure how to respond. I'm just trying to find my way, she stammered, feeling suddenly overwhelmed by the warmth of their welcome. Finding your way is the first step to freedom, the woman said, grinning. I'm Kaya. Come join us. As they moved deeper into the clearing, Jade's initial excitement began to wane, replaced by an undercurrent of tension that slithered through the conversations around her. The laughter seemed forced, and glances exchanged between some of the outcasts bore a weight of suspicion. Vex noticed her hesitation and leaned closer, his voice low. Don't let them fool you. This place is a refuge, but it's also a powder keg. What do you mean? Jade asked, her curiosity piqued, but a flicker of anxiety danced in her chest. Not everyone trusts me here, he replied, his gaze scanning the crowd. My past still looms large, and some think I'm a threat. Before she could respond, a tall man with a jagged scar running down his cheek strode toward them, his presence commanding. Vex, he said curtly, eyes narrowing. We need to talk. Ronan, Vex nodded, his demeanor shifting to one of caution. What's the matter? Jade watched as Ronan led Vex away from the gathering, their conversation dropping to hushed tones. She strained to hear, but the words were muffled by the crackling of the nearby fire and the laughter of others. Is it true? Jade heard Ronan say, his voice low and tense. You've returned with a village girl? What's your game? I'm not playing games, Ronan, Vex replied, his tone firm. Jade is different. She's not just another villager. Different how? Ronan challenged. You know the risks. You know what they'll do if they find out. Jade's heart raced as she felt the weight of their words. What did Vex mean by different? She glanced around, her senses heightened, and caught snippets of conversation that amplified the tension. Whispers of betrayal lingered in the air, and the smiles that had once seemed welcoming now felt like veils hiding sharp teeth. Suddenly, a sharp clapping sound echoed through the clearing, drawing the attention of everyone present. Ronan stood tall, commanding the attention of the outcasts. Listen up, he shouted, his voice a mix of authority and urgency. We need to discuss our next steps. Vex has returned, but we cannot forget the scars he left behind. Jade felt her stomach twist. She stood at the edge of the gathering, heart pounding as all eyes turned to Vex. The warmth of acceptance she had felt moments ago evaporated, replaced by a palpable tension that wrapped around her like a shroud. "Ronan, this isn't the time," Vex interjected, stepping forward. "We're all in danger. The clan guards are still searching for us." "Danger doesn't mean we turn a blind eye to the past," Ronan countered, his tone unyielding. "How can we trust you, Vex? You brought a target straight to our doorstep." Jade felt the weight of Ronan's words settle heavily on her shoulders. She looked at Vex, searching for reassurance, but found only a storm brewing in his eyes. "Ronan, I've changed," he said, his voice steady yet tinged with desperation. "I'm here to help us fight back, to expose the corruption. I need your trust." "Trust is earned," Ronan replied, crossing his arms. "And right now you're not helping your case." As the tension escalated, Jade's heart raced. She stepped forward, determined to defend Vex. "He saved me," she said, her voice rising above the murmurs. "He risked his life for mine. You can't turn your back on him just because of his past." The eyes of the crowd shifted to her, curiosity mingling with skepticism. Ronan raised an eyebrow, surprise flickering across his features. "And what do you know of his past, girl? You're just a child of the clans." "I'm not just a child of the clans," Jade shot back, her voice gaining strength. "I'm more than that. Vex isn't who you think he is. He's fighting for something greater, and I believe in him." Vex looked at her, a soft smile breaking through the storm on his face. It filled her with warmth, but it also brought a sense of urgency. She realized that her words were not just a defense of Vex. They were a declaration of her own resolve. She was no longer just a villager. She was part of something bigger. Ronan held her gaze, assessing her, and for a moment the tension hung thick in the air. Finally, he sighed, his demeanor softening slightly. "Then prove it, Jade. Show us that you're not merely a pawn in this game." Jade swallowed hard, understanding the weight of his challenge. "I will," she promised, her voice steady. "I'll prove my worth to all of you." After the meeting, Vex approached her, his expression a mixture of pride and concern. "You were incredible back there," he said, genuine admiration shining in his eyes. "I just spoke the truth," Jade replied, her heart racing from the adrenaline. "But I can't shake the feeling that there's more to your past. Why do they doubt you so much?" Vex hesitated, his gaze drifting to the ground. "It's complicated, Jade. My past is stained with choices I can't change. I was betrayed and it cost me everything." Jade's heart ached at his words, but she sensed a wall between them, a barrier made of secrets. "You can trust me, Vex. I want to help you, but I need to understand." "Not yet," he said softly, his eyes darkening. "Not until it's safe." That night, as the stars twinkled overhead and the sounds of the haven faded into the background, Jade lay awake, her mind racing with thoughts of Vex and the shadows that clung to him. She felt the pull of his world, the danger and the excitement, but doubts began to creep in, whispering fears that perhaps she had jumped into the unknown too quickly. Determined to uncover the truth, she resolved to dig deeper, to peel back the layers that surrounded Vex's heart. In a world where trust was scarce, she would have to decide if her love for him could withstand the weight of his past. Jade sat cross-legged on the rough-hewn floor of the Hidden Haven, the flickering light from the campfire casting shadows that danced against the cave walls. The air was thick with the scent of damp earth and wood smoke. She clutched Vex's journal in her hands, the worn leather cover cool against her palms. Her heart raced as she flipped through the pages, each entry revealing fragments of a life steeped in pain and betrayal. The last entry she read sent a chill through her bones. It detailed the moment Vex had been betrayed by the one person he had trusted most, a fellow clan member who had once been his closest friend. As she absorbed the words, a sense of dread coiled in her stomach. Betrayal was a poison that could seep into the very fabric of one's existence, and the thought of Vex carrying such a burden was almost too much to bear. "Jade." Vex's voice broke through her thoughts, low and cautious. He emerged from the shadows, his expression a mix of concern and curiosity. "What are you doing with my journal?" The moment felt electric and she hesitated, unsure how to respond. The intimacy of his presence made her heart flutter, yet fear clawed at her chest. She held the journal up, her voice trembling slightly. "I found it. I had to know, Vex. I had to understand." His eyes darkened and she could see the storm brewing within him. "You shouldn't have looked. Those pages hold memories I'd rather forget. Then you should have told me, she shot back, anger flaring in her voice. You let me fall for you without knowing the truth. You let me believe you were just an outlaw, a hero of sorts, but there's so much more beneath the surface. Jade, please, he implored, stepping closer, his hands raised in a gesture of peace. What happened to me, it's in the past. I'm not that person anymore. But it shapes who you are, she exclaimed, her frustration boiling over. How can I trust you if you won't share your truth? Vex ran a hand through his tousled hair, his eyes searching hers. I didn't want to burden you with my darkness, Jade. I didn't want you to see me as broken. I thought I could protect you from it. Protect me. She laughed bitterly, the sound echoing in the cave. You're running from it. You're not protecting anyone. You're hiding, and I'm not sure if you're hiding from the clans or from yourself. His expression hardened, and for a moment, the vulnerability she had come to cherish was replaced by the mask of the rogue alpha. You don't understand what it's like to be hunted. I have fought tooth and claw to survive, and I will continue to do so. But I won't drag you into my past. Then you need to let me go, she whispered, the words tasting like ash on her tongue. If I can't trust you, then what are we even doing here? Before he could respond, the tension in the air shifted. A distant rumble echoed through the cave, heavy footsteps, voices growing louder. The guards from the village were near, and the urgency of their situation seemed to ignite a spark of clarity within Jade. Vex, we have to go, she urged, her heart racing as she tucked the journal beneath her arm. They're coming for us. He nodded, the weight of their confrontation hanging in the air like a storm cloud. We need to move quickly. Follow me. As they slipped through the narrow passageways of the cave, Jade's mind raced. The revelation of Vex's past gnawed at her insides, but the imminent danger forced her to push those thoughts aside. They emerged into the moonlit forest, the cool breeze brushing against her skin like a whisper of freedom. Stay close, Vex instructed as they darted between the trees, the underbrush crackling beneath their feet. We need to find a safe place to hide. Jade's heart pounded in her chest, the thrill of the chase mingling with fear. She glanced over her shoulder, half expecting the guards to emerge from the shadows at any moment. What if they catch us? She asked, her voice barely above a whisper. They won't, Vex replied, his confidence unwavering. I know these woods like the back of my hand. Trust me. Trust. The word hung between them, heavy with unspoken questions. How could she trust him when his past was a labyrinth of shadows? Yet, in that moment as they ran side by side, Jade felt an undeniable connection. It was the wildness in him that called to her, the reckless courage that ignited a fire within her own heart. They ducked behind a cluster of bushes, their breaths coming in ragged gasps. Vex crouched beside her, his eyes scanning the darkness for any sign of pursuit. We'll wait here for a moment, he said, his voice low and steady. Jade nodded, though her mind was a tempest of emotions. Vex, about what I said earlier, sure. He silenced her with a finger pressed to his lips, his expression suddenly serious. Listen. The faint sound of voices drifted through the trees, punctuated by the clanking of armor. Jade's heart sank as she realized how close they were to being caught. Her instincts kicked in and she grasped Vex's arm tightly. What do we do? Stay quiet, he whispered, his gaze fixed on the path that wound through the trees. We'll wait until they pass, then slip away in the opposite direction. As they huddled together, Jade's thoughts flickered back to Vex's journal. The betrayal he had faced loomed large in her mind, a dark shadow that threatened to eclipse the light of their budding love. Could she reconcile the man he was now with the boy who had been betrayed? Vex, she whispered, her voice trembling with uncertainty. What if they find out about your past? What if they use it against you? He turned to her, his gaze fierce yet tender. I won't let that happen. I've fought too hard to let my past define my future. And I won't let anyone come between us. Us. The words slipped from her lips, laden with both hope and fear. But what if, before she could finish, a shout rang out from the distance, followed by the sound of armored boots crashing through the underbrush. Jade's heart raced. The guards were closer than she had thought. Now, Vex urged, pulling her to her feet. They bolted into the dense woods, adrenaline surging through their veins. The moonlight withered behind them as they plunged deeper into the darkness, the cacophony of pursuit echoing behind them. Branches whipped against Jade's skin and she stumbled over roots, but Vex's strong hand anchored her. He guided her through the maze of trees, his instincts sharp and unwavering. "This way," he shouted, veering left into a thicket. They pressed on, their breath mingling in the cool night air. Jade's mind whirled with thoughts of Vex's past, but the urgency of their situation pushed those thoughts aside. She needed to focus on survival, on the fire that blazed between them even in the face of danger. As they emerged into a small clearing, Jade felt a rush of hope. The sounds of the guards faded into the distance, and for a fleeting moment they were safe. She turned to Vex, breathless, her eyes searching his. "We did it," she whispered, a hint of disbelief coloring her tone. But Vex's expression was grave, his brow furrowed with concern. "This isn't over, Jade. They won't stop until they find us." "I know," she replied, her voice steadying. "But we can't let fear dictate our lives. We have to fight back." Vex stepped closer, his gaze piercing. "Are you sure you're ready for that? The clans won't take kindly to us trying to expose them." "It doesn't matter," she said, determination flooding her veins. "If we stand together, we can face anything. I want to be by your side, Vex, no matter what comes next." His eyes softened, and for a moment, the weight of their burdens lifted in the warmth of their connection. "Then we'll fight together, Jade. But we need to be strategic. We can't act recklessly, not now." "I understand," she replied, her heart swelling with a mix of love and resolve. "Let's find a way to gather allies. We can't do this alone." As they stood in the clearing, the moon casting a silvery glow around them, Jade felt a fierce sense of hope igniting within her. They may have been hunted, but together they were strong. They had each other, and that was a force powerful enough to change the course of their destinies. With a shared look of determination, they turned back toward the forest, ready to face whatever challenges lay ahead. The night was dark, but together they would carve a path toward the light. The moon hung high in the night sky, casting a silver glow on the world below. Vex and Jade found themselves nestled within a thicket at the edge of a small clearing, surrounded by towering trees that whispered secrets in the gentle breeze. They had been running for hours, their hearts racing with adrenaline and the fear of capture. But now, at this moment, the world felt still, as if it was holding its breath, allowing them a rare moment of solace. Jade leaned against a tree, her chest rising and falling as she struggled to catch her breath. She glanced at Vex, whose face was illuminated by the moonlight. His sharp features and wild hair gave him an almost ethereal quality, one that both frightened and fascinated her. "Are you all right?" he asked, concern etched on his brow. "I am," she replied, though her voice trembled slightly. "Just processing everything." Vex stepped closer, his presence radiating warmth. "I know this is all new to you, but we'll figure it out. Together." He extended a hand, brushing a stray hair from her face, sending shivers down her spine. The intimacy of the gesture stirred something deep within her, a longing that had been ignited since the moment they had first met. "Together," she echoed, her heart pounding in her chest. The weight of their circumstances hung heavy in the air, yet in this moment, it felt like they were the only two people in the world. As their eyes locked, a silent understanding passed between them, a connection that transcended their current plight. Without thinking, Jade stepped forward, closing the distance between them. Vex's breath hitched as she pressed her lips against his, a soft and tentative kiss that quickly deepened. The taste of freedom and danger mingled between them, igniting a fire that had been smoldering since their first encounter. Vex's hands found their way to her waist, pulling her closer as the kiss deepened, hunger and desperation lacing their movements. When they finally pulled away, both breathless, Jade looked up into Vex's eyes, searching for something, validation perhaps, or reassurance. "What are we doing?" she whispered, her heart racing. "Living," Vex replied, his voice low and intense. "For once, we're living outside the chains of the clan's laws. It's terrifying, but it's also exhilarating." Jade nodded slowly, her heart torn between her desire for freedom and the safety of her old life. "But what if they find us? What if, shoo?" Vex silenced her with a finger pressed gently against her lips. "We'll deal with that when it comes. Right now, let's focus on this moment." He leaned in, capturing her lips with his once more, and for a heartbeat, all her fears melted away. The tranquility of the night shattered suddenly as a rustle in the underbrush sent their hearts racing. Vex pulled away, his senses heightened. "Did you hear that?" he whispered, eyes scanning the darkness. "Yeah," Jade replied, her voice barely above a whisper. The moment of peace had evaporated, replaced by the stark reality of their situation. As if in response to her words, figures emerged from the shadows, cloaked in the dark garb of the village guards. They had been tracked, ambushed by the very people they had fled from. Vex's eyes narrowed, a fierce determination taking hold. "Run!" he shouted, shoving Jade behind him as he prepared to face their attackers. "Vex, no!" Jade cried out, panic rising within her as she watched him square his shoulders against the encroaching figures. "Stay back, Jade!" Vex growled, his voice a low rumble of authority. He didn't have time to explain that he would protect her at all costs. The guards surged forward, weapons drawn, and Vex leaped into action. He fought valiantly, his movements fluid and fierce as he engaged with two guards at once. Jade's heart pounded in her chest, fear gripping her as she watched the battle unfold. The sounds of clashing metal and grunts of exertion filled the air, and she felt helpless standing on the sidelines. "Vex!" she screamed, desperation clawing at her throat. He had to do something. She couldn't let him fight alone, couldn't stand by while he risked his life for hers. As if sensing her turmoil, Vex caught her gaze for a fleeting moment. "Get out of here!" he shouted, but before she could respond, one of the guards lunged at him from the side, knocking him to the ground. Jade's instincts kicked in. Without thinking, she ran toward the chaos, her hands clenching into fists as she crossed the threshold of the clearing. "Get away from him!" she yelled, adrenaline surging through her veins. She felt a strange power bubbling within her, something she had never experienced before. Suddenly, a flash of light erupted from her fingertips, illuminating the night and stunning the guards momentarily. Vex, shocked and momentarily distracted, regained his footing and took advantage of the chaos. He fought with renewed vigor, pushing back against their attackers. "What the hell was that?" Vex exclaimed, his eyes wide as he glanced at Jade, who stood at the edge of the clearing, breathless and glowing with a strange energy. "I don't know," she shouted back, her voice shaking with disbelief. It just happened. "Whatever it is, use it," Vex commanded, his fierce determination igniting a fire within her. She felt the power surge again, this time more potent, and she raised her hands instinctively, unleashing another burst of radiant energy. The guards stumbled back, fear etched on their faces as they realized they were no longer facing just Vex but something far more formidable. With their focus shifted, Vex seized the opportunity. He charged forward, incapacitating a guard with a swift kick that sent the man sprawling to the ground. Jade felt a rush of exhilaration mixed with fear. She had never believed she could possess such power, yet here she was, defying the expectations placed upon her for so long. With each surge of energy, she felt more connected to Vex and the wildness of their situation. Together, they fought with a unity that felt almost instinctual. Vex's strength and her newfound abilities created a formidable force, driving back the guards who had once seemed so invincible. A sense of freedom washed over her, liberating her from the chains of her past. "Let's go!" Vex shouted, grabbing her hand as they pushed through the remaining guards, using the chaos to slip past their defenses. They ran into the depths of the forest, the sounds of pursuit fading behind them, replaced by the rhythmic pounding of their hearts. As they reached a small clearing, Jade collapsed against a tree, her breath ragged as she processed what had just happened. "I can't believe it," she gasped, disbelief flooding her senses. "I didn't know I could do that." Vex knelt beside her, a mix of awe and admiration in his eyes. "You're incredible, Jade. Whatever that was, it's a part of you. You can't ignore it." "But what does it mean?" she asked, fear creeping into her voice. "What if it draws more attention to us?" "We'll figure it out," Vex assured her, his gaze steady. "For now, we have each other and we'll keep running. We'll find a way to make this work." As he spoke, a sense of determination washed over them both. They were no longer just running from their pasts. They were forging a new path together, one filled with uncertainty but also with hope. The moon hung high in the sky, casting a silvery glow over the village that Jade had once called home. She stood at the edge of the forest, the familiar trees whispering secrets only she could hear. But tonight, the air was heavy with tension, a palpable sense of danger that made her heart race. The news she had received was both exhilarating and terrifying. A plot against her and Vex, orchestrated by the very clan leaders who had long oppressed the villagers. She could still hear the echoes of the villagers' voices, the chants of loyalty to the clans ringing in her ears. Yet, those voices felt distant now, like a haunting melody fading into the night. Jade's newfound courage surged within her, fueled by the bond she shared with Vex. As she wrapped her cloak tighter around her shoulders, a familiar figure emerged from the shadows, his presence igniting a fire within her. "Jade," Vex said, his voice low and urgent. He stepped closer, concern etched across his features. "You shouldn't be out here alone." "I had to come," she replied, her voice steady though her heart raced. "I've heard whispers. They're planning something against us, Vex. They fear what we stand for." Vex nodded, his eyes narrowing as the weight of her words sank in. "The clan leaders will do anything to maintain their control. We need to act fast. If they discover our plans, they already know," Jade interrupted, feeling a surge of determination. "They're not just after you. They're after me too." Vex's brows furrowed in confusion. "What do you mean?" "I'm not just any villager," she said, her voice trembling with the gravity of her revelation. "I'm the daughter of the clan leader." The silence that followed was deafening. Vex's shock was palpable as he took a step back, processing the enormity of her admission. "You're what?" he finally managed to say, his voice barely above a whisper. "I didn't know until recently," Jade confessed, her eyes shimmering with unshed tears. "I thought I was just another girl in the village, but I'm tied to their power. I could be the key to dismantling their oppressive regime." Vex's expression shifted from shock to admiration, and he stepped forward again, taking her hands in his. "Jade, this changes everything. You have the power to unite the clans to stand against your father." "I know," she breathed, excitement and fear warring within her. "But how can I confront him? He's been part of this tyranny for so long. Can I really be the catalyst for change?" Vex's grip tightened, his eyes fierce with conviction. "You can. You are stronger than you realize. We'll do this together. Your voice can rally those who suffer under the clan's rule. You can inspire them to fight back." Jade felt the weight of his words settle over her like a warm embrace. She had spent so long in fear, but with Vex by her side, she felt the embers of rebellion igniting within her. "You're right," she said, her voice steadying. "It's time to break the chains. We need to gather the outcasts and prepare them for what's to come." "Meet me at the Hidden Haven at dawn," Vex instructed, his tone resolute. "We'll gather everyone and devise a plan. This is our chance, Jade. We can't let fear hold us back anymore." As the first light of dawn broke over the horizon, Jade felt a spark of hope igniting in her heart. She had always been a dreamer, but now she was ready to turn those dreams into reality. She would confront her father, challenge the very foundation of the clan, and fight for the freedom of her people. The Hidden Haven buzzed with energy as Jade and Vex arrived, the outcasts gathering in anticipation. Faces filled with determination turned towards them as they stepped into the clearing, and for the first time, Jade felt a sense of belonging among these misfits. They were all fighting for the same cause, united by their shared desire for freedom. "Friends," Vex called, his voice carrying across the clearing. "We stand at a crossroads. Jade has discovered a truth that can change the course of our destiny. She is the daughter of the clan leader, and together, we will dismantle the oppression that has plagued us for so long." Gasps echoed through the crowd, followed by murmurs of disbelief and wonder. Jade felt the weight of their gazes, the hope slowly kindling in their hearts. She stepped forward, her voice steady despite the tremor of her nerves. "I never wanted this power, but now I see it as a responsibility. I want to lead us to freedom, to break the chains of the clans and forge a new path." A tall woman with fiery red hair stepped forward, her expression fierce. "And how do you plan to confront your father?" "He's ruthless, Jade. He won't hesitate to crush anyone who stands against him." "I will confront him," Jade replied, her heart racing. "But I won't do it alone. I need your support. Together we can create a force that he cannot ignore." "Count me in," said a man with a rugged appearance, stepping forward with determination. "I've lost too much to the clans. If there's a chance to bring them down, I'm all in." One by one, voices rose in agreement, fueled by the fire of rebellion. Jade felt a surge of hope wash over her as she looked around at the faces that had once been strangers but were now her allies. They were ready to fight, ready to stand against the oppression that had ruled their lives for far too long. With Vex by her side, Jade began to strategize, laying the groundwork for their uprising. They would harness the power of the outcasts, rallying them with her voice and Vex's fierce spirit. Together, they would confront her father and the clan leaders, forcing them to reckon with the truth of their tyranny. As the sun dipped below the horizon, painting the sky in hues of crimson and gold, Jade felt the weight of destiny settling upon her shoulders. She was no longer just a girl yearning for freedom. She was a leader, a warrior, ready to fight for a future where love and rebellion intertwined to change the course of their lives. And as she stood beside Vex, their hands entwined, she knew that no matter what challenges lay ahead, they would face them together. Love had ignited a fire within her, a passion that could not be extinguished. The path ahead would be fraught with danger, but with Vex by her side and the support of the outcasts, Jade felt invincible. Together, they would rise against the darkness and fight for the light.